Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Tes, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Chesem Beis, we have been discussing the Din of our Mishnah, which was stated on Daf Nun Heyam Beis, where non-Jewish bandits, referred to as Sekrikin, took a property from Reuven and then sold it to Shimon. And the Mishnah taught us that Bezin Shachreim made a takona that since the Sekrikin didn't pay any money for this property, so it was standard practice that when the Sekrikin would sell this property, they would discount this price. And therefore, the Rabbanim were Mesakin that even though we're going to allow Shimon to go and buy this field, but Shimon should at least pay the full value of the property, and therefore, whatever discount that Shimon received from the Sekrikin, he has to pay to Reuven. And our Gemara begins and quotes the Lashon of Mishnah, Zu Mishri Shoina, Al Bezin Shachreim Amru, Halakech Ben Sekrikin, Nisil Bailim Revia. So the Mishnah stated that the Bailim, meaning Reuven, would receive the Revia, and the Mishnah did not explain exactly what that meant, and therefore the Gemara brings Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Amr Rav Revia Bekaka, Oy Revia Bemais, Ushmuel Omar, Revia Bekaka, Shehen Shlush b'mais, and Rashi is Goyers, Amar Rav, Revia b'kaka, Oy Revia b'mais, Ushmuel Amar, Revia b'kaka, Oy Shlush b'mais, and the Gemara explains, b'maika mifkli, what is machlekes between Rav and Shmuel? Ma'asava, Shmuel hold nechi Revia zavin, u'ma'asava and Rav hold nechi chaimsha zavin. And to understand the machlekes, let us explain the Mishnah using numbers. So if the Sekrikin stole a field from Reuven that is valued at $100,000, Rav holds that the Sekrikin discounted the price by 20%, nechi chaimsha, or a fifth of the property value, and Shimon only paid $80,000 for the property. And since Shimon saved $20,000, so the Chum required him to pay that to Reuven, and ultimately Shimon must pay an additional 25% of his actual purchase price to Reuven, because his purchase price was $80,000, and 25% of the $80,000 they paid to Sekrikin is $20,000, and Reuven can choose to either receive 25% of the original purchase price that Shimon paid to Sekrikin, and he can receive that in cash, or he can receive $20,000 worth of the original kaka, which is 20% of the actual property, which is actually one-fifth of the property. And Shmuel holds that the Sekrikin would not discount the price only by 20%, but they would actually discount the price of the field by 25% or revia. And since the value of the property is $100,000, so he would sell it to Shimon for $75,000. And since Shimon saved $25,000, so he has to pay that amount to Reuven. And as Rashi explains, Reuven can then decide to take $25,000 of the original kaka, or one quarter of the $100,000 property, or Reuven can request that Shimon pays him $25,000 in cash, and of course that's 33% or one third of the original purchase price that Shimon actually paid to the Sekrikin, because Shimon paid $75,000 and now he's paying an additional $25,000, which is a third of $75,000 to Reuven. And the way we explain the Mishnah is based on the Gersa of Rashi, and how Rashi explains the sugya, the Rav stated Revia Bekaka Oy B'mais, and Shmuel also stated Revia Bekaka Ishlish B'mais. However, Ayin and Taisis, as well as in Taisis Rid, who are both curious, that Rav stated Revia Bekaka Shehu Revia B'mais, which is the more standard Lashon of the Gemara, and which would be symmetrical to the Lashon of Shmuel that we have, a Revia Bekaka Shehu Shlish B'mais. And Lafita Gersa of Taisis and the Taisis Rid, the sugya works out a bit more fluid, but we will still stick with the Pshat of Rashi. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Shmuel from a Braisa, and this Braisa will be almost word for word as a repeat of our Mishnah. However, the Braisa will add in a few words that will be mashma like Rav and not like Shmuel, as the Braisa brings Zu Mishnah Rishayna, that originally the din was that Lachach Misekrikin v'chazav Lachach Mabayal Bayis Mechad Batal Mibayal Bayis v'chazav Lachach Misekrikin Mechad Kayim. And the Braisa continues, Bezin Shalachrein Amru Halakech Misekrikin Nesin Labailim Revia V'yad Bailim Al Halayayna, that if someone buys a property from Sekrikin, he has to give to the original Bailim, to Reuven, a quarter, and the Yad of Reuven would be Al Halayayna, meaning Ratzu B'kaka Neitlin, Ratzu B'mais Neitlin. And as Rashi explained, that if Reuven wants to receive kaka from Shimon, he could demand kaka, and if he wants to demand mice, then he could demand mice. And the Braisa continues, Emesai b'zman she'im b'yad l'ligach, when did we say that Shimon has a right to buy this property from Sekrikin is only when Reuven doesn't have enough money to redeem this property directly from Sekrikin. Al v'yesh b'yad l'ligach, if Reuven has enough money to redeem this property, hein kodim l'cha'odam, then Reuven has the right to buy his own property first, and Shimon does not have the right to do so. And even if Shimon would do so, then Reuven could go to Shimon and actually redeem the property. However, Rebbe Hoshe Bezdin v'nimnu, Rebbe convened the Bezdin, and they took a vote. Shim shasa b'fnei Sekrikin shneim asa chodesh, if the Sekrikin already had this property for 12 months, and Reuven didn't go and redeem the property, then kol kodim likach zocha, then Shimon could go and buy the property from Sekrikin, and once he does so, Reuven would not have the right to redeem the property any longer, and Shimon could retain this property. And the Braisa now adds in a few extra words that seem to be saying like Rav, as the Braisa states, av neisel b'ayim Revia Bekaka, Shimon has to pay to the original owner, and he has to pay Reuven a Revia Bekaka or Revia Bemois. And Lechayr, according to Rav, this makes a lot of sense. And this is Mashma, exactly as we explained the words of Rav, that Shimon only paid $80,000 for a $100,000 property, and since Shimon saved $20,000, so the Chum required him to pay that to Reuven, and ultimately Shimon must pay an additional 25% of his actual purchase price to Reuven, and either he'll pay this $20,000 value in cash, or he'll pay it in Kaka. However, according to Shmuel, the Sekrikin discounted his Kaka by 25%, and the value of the property was $100,000, and the Sekrikin would sell it for $75,000, so when Shimon pays Reuven $25,000, he's not paying a Revia B'mais, he's paying a Shlish B'mais, and he's only paying a third, and L'chir, this price is Muchach like Rav, and not like Shmuel, and the Gemara answers, Amar Rashi, Ki Tanya Hi, La'acha Shabo Mois L'yodai, Einach Enami, when the price states, Revia B'kaka or Revia B'mais, it means that once Shimon pays $25,000 to Reuven, so as Rashi states, Kishim Starav Shal Ebechavim Shal Bailim, Yu Shal Bailim Revia B'kulon, as once you combine the $75,000 that Shimon paid to the non-Jew, and the $25,000 that Shimon paid to Reuven, it comes out that the $25,000 that Reuven was paid is actually 25% of the sum total of what Shimon paid between the Sekrikin and to Reuven, as ultimately Shimon paid $100,000 for this property, and $25,000, which is a quarter of the $100,000, was paid to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, and we continue on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and Na'avoy b'minyan de Bei Rebbe, when Rebbe convened the Bezin, and they took a vote as to the din b'negei the Sekrikin, that they gave a 12-month expiration date as to the rights of the Bailim to go and buy this kaka back from the Sekrikin. And as we know, that Rav was the earliest of the Amorim, and Rav Tanu Upolig, and he was considered as the last of the Tanoim as well, and Rav was actually included in that Bezin of Rebbe, and they actually asked me my opinion first. They began their vote based on my opinion, and Rashi says, Mimenu Shol Trila Beshura, Kshayinu Yeshvin Ma Daiti Noita, and Behu Hayabani, Loimanak Dalim, Veloimanak Tanim, and Rav was from one of the average of the Bezdin. He wasn't the greatest and he wasn't the smallest. Vani Shemati, and then Rashi says, Shekotish Behemaya, that actually Rav was the smallest, and that's why they began from him, because he was the least Choshev. And the Gemara continues, and he asked for Nan Tram, but we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech the Sanhedrin, Dinu Marmanis, Vatiris, Vatumais, Maschilim, and Agadol, when dealing with Dinu Marmanis, or Tiris and Tumais, and they have a question in the Bezdin, and they now have to vote as to their opinions, and they have to Paskin, then we start from the greatest amongst them, and Lechir, in this case, Rebbe was the greatest of this Bezdin, and Rav, of course, either was one of the middle ones, or he was the smallest, and Vidin and Fushes, Maschilim, and Atzad, and it's only when dealing with a Psak that's relevant to Din and Fushes that they don't start from the greatest one, and they begin from the Dayan that's least Choshev, and Rashi explains that this is based on the Pasuk that says, B'negei Din and Fushes, Loisana Ariv, since the Pasuk is written Chosah and it's not written with a Yud, so therefore we learn out, Loisana Arav, that you shouldn't argue on someone that's a Muflash or a Bezdin, and if in regard to Din and Fushes, they will start from the greatest in Bezdin, and then based on this Din of Loisana Arav, all the rest of the Yonim will be Nichnanim and Panav Shloi Lachlaklov, as they won't want to argue on him, and therefore you won't be able to find a schus for this person that is on trial and potentially could be put to death. And of course, B'negei Din and Fushes, the Pasuk says, V'shavto Eidah V'tzilo Eidah, they have to do whatever is in your power to save this person. And L'chir, since over here it's a question of Din and Mamis, they should have started from the greatest and they should have started from Rebbe. And the Gemara answers, Om Rav Breder Rav V'tem Rav Hill Breder Rav Valis, Shali Minyan the Bei Rebbe, the Kul Minyano Minatzad of Maschilim, that Rebbe's Bezin actually started Minatzad and they started from the smallest, or at least not from the greatest. And as Rashi says, and Rashi explains that actually Rebbe was choilik on this din that we had in Masech the Sanhedrin, and he held that although the end of the pasuk Loisan al Riv is specifically discussing din nefashis, however the actual limud of Loisan al Riv, where we learn Loisan al Rav, is talking about any type of bezdin, and even b'negei din emamis or dinei tumah v'tayra, the din is that you wouldn't start from the greatest of bezdin, and that's why Rebbe asked the opinion of Rav first. And I in the top Taisa Amid, where Taisa says ve'inira, that I don't like Rashi pshat le'mistaver the polig abasis in Sanhedrin, that's not mistaver that Rebbe is choilik on the Mishnah Masech the Sanhedrin, which is Stam Mishnah, and therefore Taisus explains that the reason why Rebbe started Minatzad, even by Dina Mamnes and by Dina Vetum of Tayra, El Mishum Anova, Shleil Haris Atme Godla Yaisa, that this was based on Rebbe's great Anova, as we know, Mishum Meis Rebbe, but La Anova, and possibly Rashi held that it's impossible to say that this was based on Rebbe's great Anova, as the Lashon of the Teretz of the Gemara is, the Kul Min Yano Minatzad of Maschilin, and we see that everyone knew that this was Minatzad, meaning they still sat in the proper order of their Chashivas, as Rebbe sat Rosh, and all the people that were surrounding him were definitely his Talmidim, and therefore we understand that Rebbe knew that he was the greatest, and really they should start from him, and therefore Rashi felt that Rebbe must be Choyle chilek adam mishnah mesechta sanhedrin v'tzarach bia. And the Gemara continues with another member from the same Amorayim. V'amar Rav b'reid Rav v'itim Rav Hillel b'reid Rav Balas mi'mais Moshe v'ad Rebbe from the time of Moshe until Rebbe le'mitzina Torah gedula b'makom echad. We do not find that there was a great leader in Torah who was also the greatest authority in Klal Yisrael. And even though we explain the lashon of gedula that is referring to authority or leadership, however, Ayin Rashi that he says b'makom echad sheiter rasnu g'dolashin sheisol b'makom echad she'im b'yisrael gadol b'Torah uba isha k'maisai. And therefore, it seems that the lashon gedula is going on isha. However, as we'll see in a moment, the lashon gedula that Rashi is mentioning is only there has some aspect that he was the greatest in Klal Yisrael, and that made him the leader. The Gemara continues and asks, "V'loy, is it true that after Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, there was no one with such Torah and gedula b'makom echad? Ha'habi Yeshua l'maisa once Moshe Rabbeinu died, Yeshua became the leader, and he had Torah gedula b'makom echad." And the Gemara answers, "Havaloza that in Chanami Yeshua was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and therefore he had gedula. However, he did not have Torah b'makom echad because Eloza was alive at that time, and he was equal to Yeshua in Torah." And the Gemara asks, "V'havaloza that l'maisa after Yeshua died, Eloza was left alone, and he was Torah gedula b'makom echad?" And the Gemara answers, "Hava Pinchas, while Eloza was alive, Pinchas was also alive, and he also had Torah like Eloza." And the Gemara asks, "Once Eloza died, v'havaloza Pinchas, now Pinchas was Torah gedula b'makom echad?" And Rashi explains, "La'achar Eloza Torah gedula, shei kain gadol achar aviv, as he became the kain gadol after Eloza died." And l'chera from this Rashi, it would seem that Rashi is learning that the lashon gedula is not necessarily based on Ashiras, but it could be based on a position. And over here, the gedula was that he was the kain gadol. However, as we know, the Gemara states, kain hagadol me'achiv, and we learn gedula mishal achiv that we make sure that he's wealthier than all of the rest of the kayanim. So it could be that there was Ashiras involved as well, and that's where Rashi explains that he was the kain gadol and he was also the isha. The Gemara answers, havas zakinim, at that time when Pinchas was the kain gadol, there was also the zakinim shekibul mishul v'yurichu yamim achiv k'dechsev asher yurichu yamim achri Yeshua, and they had Torah as well, and therefore Pinchas was not the leader necessarily in Torah, and there was a skin that was also on his level. And the Gemara asks, "V'hava Shol, l'maisa Shol was a king, and he was also Torah, as Rashi says that we know Gadol b'Torah ya el shalidim l'achirim k'ramin be'irvin Shol le'gadol m'sechta l'achik sibbe b'chol shi'ifni Yashia." And the Gemara answers, "Hava Shmuel, that Shmuel was alive." And the Gemara asks, "V'nach nafshe, we know Shmuel died prior to Shol, and therefore, of course, at that point, Shol was Torah gedula b'makom echad." And the Gemara answers, "Kul shni k'aminan, when we talk about someone as Torah gedula b'makom echad, it means that once this person became a leader in Klal Yisrael, at that point it was already Torah gedula b'makom echad, and it didn't happen at a later point. And of course, since Shaul, at the point that he became leader and he became the king, Shmuel was still alive, therefore we don't consider him Torah gedula b'makom echad." And the Gemara asks, "V'hava David, David was Torah gedula b'makom echad?" And the Gemara answers, "Hava ir ha'yairi, David did not have to have the exclusivity on Torah, as ir ha'yairi was around as well." And as Rashi brings, "Gadol b'Torah, k'damin b'meikotin, David maslul rabbanon al gabi karim v'kasasais." And once again, the Gemara asks, "V'nach nafshei, the l'maisa ir ha'yairi died before David?" And the Gemara answers, "Kul shnibinon, that the requirement of Torah gedula b'makom echad has to start when the person reached the point of his leadership." And l'chere tzarech bia, why didn't the Gemara just say that the point that David became a leader, Shaul was still around, and at that point Shaul was also the king, and l'chere that also was pagim in the gedula of David? And the Gemara continues, "V'hav Shlema, that Shlema had Torah gedula b'makom echad?" And the Gemara answers, "Hav Shimon ben Gera, Shimon ben Gera was as great as Shlema in Torah." And the Gemara asks, "V'katlei, l'maisa Shlema killed Shimon ben Gera, and he wasn't around?" And the Gemara answers, "Kul shnika minan, once again, the only time we count someone as Torah gedula b'makom echad is if at the beginning of their leadership they have Torah gedula b'makom echad." And the Gemara asks, "V'hav Chizkia, but l'maisa Chizkia, who is the Melech Yehuda, had Torah gedula b'makom echad?" And the Gemara answers, "Hav Shibna, there was Shibna." And the Gemara asks, "V'hiktol, l'maisa Sancheriv killed Shibna?" And the Gemara answers the same teretz, "Kul shnika minan." And finally, the Gemara asks, "V'hav Ezra, Ezra was Torah gedula b'makom echad?" And the Gemara answers, "Hav Nechemya ben Chachalia, Nechemya ben Chachalia was alive while Ezra was a leader." And the Gemara continues, "Amar Rav Acha b'Reid Rava, Afani Omer, I also said as follows, Mimois Rebbe, from the point of Rebbe, v'ad Rabashi, until Rabashi, le'mitzina Torah gedula b'makom echad." Once again, we did not find that it was Torah gedula b'makom echad. And the Gemara is, "V'loi v'havahuna banosan." And over here, the Gemara's question is that how can you say that Rabashi was Torah gedula b'makom echad if Huna banosan lived during his period of time? And as Taisa says, Torah gedula ha'isalai, and Huna banosan had Torah gedula, as he brings a raya from Mesechta Zmayikotin and from Zvachim. And the Gemara answers, "Shani Huna banosan, the make of Havakayaf le Rabashi, that Huna banosan would be Kayaf and he would be machnin himself to Rabashi, and therefore in this case Rabashi is considered Torah gedula b'makom echad." And the Mefarshim discussed that this was a necessary aspect for Torah, that you had to have a leader on the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu to give us Torah Shebiksav. We had to have a leader like Rebbe, who was Torah gedula b'makom echad, to be able to be Mesad in the Mishnayos, and we also had to have a leader like Rabashi that was Torah gedula b'makom echad echad to be able to be mesada the entire shas. And we continue with the new mishnah, cheresh, a person who can't speak and can't hear, and for certain dinim has a din like a shaita. However, remez v'nirmez, if he's buying metaflin, or if he wants to sell metaflin, he could do so through remiza. And Rashi says, mashu remez kayim, or mashu remez alevu mitzratza kayim. And the Meiri explains, remez v'nirmez koinu makna derech remiza, heim b'remizas hayad, heim b'remizas rush. So either by shaking his hand, yes or no, or by shaking his head, and in this method, he could buy or sell different metaflin. The same would be true if the buyer or seller is remez to him, and he's able to understand through that remez, and he agrees to the transaction, then it would be a valid transaction. And the Rishonim explained that this was dafka, a takona that was said by the Gei Metaflin, and as we'll see in the Gemara, Mishum Kedei Chayev. However, a cheresh would not be able to sell kaka or buy kaka. And the Meiri states that even by Metaflin, lo yiskayim maisav at shebaikin sahabe, or misyashvim v'dava, that we have to actually be baited this cheresh to make sure he understands exactly what he's doing. And the Mishnah continues, Ben Beseir Aiman, Ben Beseir argues in Tanakam when he says, Kaifetz v'nikbetz, that even if the cheresh does not use his hands or his head, and he only mouths words, and as Rashi says, Akimus Fasayim, Ve'inus Simen Nikka Kermiza, it's not as good of a simen as a remiza. And even so, Ben Beseir is makel more than Tanakama and says that just a transaction would be valid. And Ben Beseir continues and he says that my dindai said that even if the cheresh is kaifus v'nikbetz, that it would work, that is only by metaflin. And the Gemara will explain what is Ben Beseir coming lafuke if l'cher we just said that Tanakama also agrees that the only time he could be remiz v'nirmez is by metaflin and not by kaka. And the Mishnah ends off, hapu'uta is young children, even though midiraisa, they don't have the ability to transact. However, the Rabbanu will misakin that mecha mekach u memkar memka b'metaflin, at least regarding metaflin, their transactions would be valid. And just to point out that we learned the din of kaifetz v'nikbetz like Rashi, that Ben Beseir was coming to be mekel on Tanakama. However, the Ravid, as well as the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, actually says that Ben Beseir is coming to be machmer on Tanakama and saying it's not enough to be remiz, but they actually have to do some action and they have to jump around in order to show that they really want to do this transaction, and therefore will come out that Ben Beseir is actually machmer more than Tanakama. But we will learn our entire sugya like the pshat of Rashi. The Gemara continues, Rav Nachman says, machlekes b'metaflin, the machlekes between the Tanakama and Ben Beseir is only regarding metaflin, al begitin, but regarding gitin, divra kol remiza, that even Ben Beseir agrees to the Tanakama that if a cheresh only mouths the words and he does not do any remiza, then it would not be a valid get. And the Gemara says, pshita b'metaflin tan, l'chayr this din is pashit, as Ben Beseir specifically stated that the only time that I said that kfitzu could work is only by metaflin. And the Gemara explains, Rav Nachman is actually teaching us a chiddush, as ma'u tema, just for the words of Ben Beseir, one may think that he's actually teaching us a chiddush, one may think that the only time that he could actually mouth the words is only b'digei gittin, as the kedushin of this cheresh was only midrabanan, and the way that he was mekudeshes was through kfitza, and therefore we would think that he could also go and give a get through kfitza itself, and he wouldn't actually have to go and do any remiza. Al metaltan, as Rashi says, shenafla b'yerusha, since he received the metaltan through Yerusha, and he didn't have to actually do any action at that point, loy, maybe over there, we would say that kfitza would not work, and we would have to specifically have a remez, and maybe that's why Ben Beseir said that b'digei metaltan, you could do kfitza, and of course you could do kfitza b'digei gittin, kamash one, and therefore Rav Nachman teaches us that the only time that Ben Beseir said that kfitza could work is only by metaltan, but b'digei gittin, kfitza cannot work, and the cheresh must be remez in order to give a get, even though he only has a kedushin drabanan. And Rashi over here, three lines from where the Rashi gets wide, Rashi points out what we mentioned beforehand, over kakois, loy b'remiz v'loy b'kfitza, that a cheresh cannot transact on kakois, and even if he goes in his remiz v'nimers, it would still not work. And Rashi explains, t'hachum mishum k'dei chayev tikkum rabbanan k'dei kamon, because b'negei metaltan, there was a specific takana, because we want to make sure that the cheresh can survive, and therefore we had to make takanas in order that he should be able to transact and be able to buy his necessities. However, since generally, when someone sells or buys kakor, that's a larger transaction, therefore the rabbanan were not misakin that a cheresh can transact b'negei a kakor. And the Gemara continues, ikadamri, we have another version, Rav Nachman said exactly the opposite, and he states, k'machlekes b'metaltan, kach machlekes b'gittin, just like there's machlekes between Tanakam and b'meseir, b'negei metaltan, the same machlekes applies b'negei gittin, and b'meseir would hold that a cheresh that has a kedushin rabbanon could actually be kaifetz v'nikbatz in order to be able to give a get. And the Gemara now asks, v'anam b'metaltan t'an, our Mishnah stated that b'meseir said, kaifetz v'nikbatz b'metaltan, and it's mashma only metaltan and not by gittin. And the Gemara answers, ema af metaltan, ina chanami, in this second version of Rav Nachman actually hold that there's a bigger chiddush b'negei metaltan, that you could actually effectuate metaltan by being kaifetz v'nikbatz as b'negei gittin, since the only way that the cheresh was able to get married and have a kedushin rabbanon was only through kvitza. Therefore, at least according to Ben Beseir, it was pasha that a cheresh would be able to give a get through kfitza as well. And the Gemara continues, we stated on Mishnah, pu'utas mechel mekach u'melkar mekach b'metaflin. And the Gemara asks, about kama, and at what age are children old enough that they could transact even on rabbanadik level? And the Gemara brings three different shiurim, mechver Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Yitzchak Brei. Rabbi Yehuda showed his son Rabbi Yitzchak that the shiur pu'utas is kabashis kabasheva when a child is 6 or 7 years old. And some of the gears over here, mechver Rabbi Yehuda are Rabbi Yitzchak Brei. Rabbi Yitzchak, his son, was at that point 6 or 7 years old, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda showed people that the pu'utas is someone like my son Yitzchak, who is around 6 or 7 years old. And Rav Kahana Omar kebashev kebatabli. Rav Kahana says that it's a 7 or 8 year old child. Masis Tana, we have a brisa that learns kebateshek va'esa, when a child is 9 or 10 years old, then he already has some das, and therefore Rabbanan said that their transactions would be valid. And the Gemara continued, v'loy pligi, and all three shitas are nachalik as kol chad v'chad lefi chorfe, as each one was saying according to the sharpness of that child, and you have to dan each child. And some explained that each one was based on their own experience and how old they were when they were sharp enough to understand how to transact, and therefore their transaction would be valid. And the Gemara asked, "B'tayim amai, and what is the reason why the Rabbanan was masakin that your transaction should be valid?" And the Gemara explains, "Amar Rav Abba, Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Becha, Mishum Kedei Chayav, because we want to make sure that these children should be able to be mefanis themselves." And as Rashi says, "Yilav zvine zvina loy mazmin loy mezaini, no one sell mezainis to them, v'loy zavin minei, and no one buy from them either, and therefore they won't have enough money in order to survive." And the Gemara continues and brings a pasuk in Malachim Beis that Yehu stated by Yemel Asher al Maltecha Hoitzi Levush L'chol Oiv Dabal. So he said to the one that was dealing with the Maltecha, "You should bring out clothing for all the people that are serving the Baal." And the Gemara asked, "My Maltecha, what does the pasuk mean when it talks about Maltecha?" Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Bechron, Dava Nimel V'Nimtach. It's referred to fine linen, which is rolled with a person's fingers and pulled and stretched. And Rashi explains that the reason why we bring this memra is because we just brought beforehand a memra from Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Bechron, and therefore we continue with another one of his memories. And the Gemara continues, "Ki Aser Avdimi Amar Bechron." When Rabbi Yaakov came from Eretz Yisrael, he said it over in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Yaakov, who was in Eretz Yisrael. She Galoy Bunayim Ben Unayim LeRebbe. There was a very wealthy Jew named Bunayim Ben Unayim, and he sent to Rebbe the following 4 different types of very fine linen garments, and they were called Sivni V'Chaimis Salsal Malmola. The Gemara explains how thin and how fine these garments were, as Sivni V'Chaimis, these garments were made out of linen, which were called Sivni V'Chaimis, even though they were full-size begadim and they fit Rebbe. However, when you folded them up, Kam Guzu Palgadam Guze, you were able to fold them up and they would be so thin that they would be the size of a nut and a half. And B'negei, the other 2 types of linen garments of Silsal Malmola, Kepistical Paldupiska, when you folded them up, they were so fine they were able to fold it up and it would become as small as an acorn and a half. And Rashi says pistika is a gull nut sha'ichlin chazerim that are used for food for chazerim. And the Gemara asks, "My mamla, what is this lasher mamla?" And the Gemara explains, "Dava nimlo v'nimtach." Just like we explained before that the lasher maltecha was dava nimlo v'nimtach, the word mamla also comes from the same lasher of dava nimlo v'nimtach. And of course, as we explained before, when someone would be weaving, they would actually take the linen and they'd roll it between their fingers, and this would make it much finer, and then they'd pull and stretch the linen. And the Gemara continues to discuss the transaction of pu'utais, and the Gemara says, "V'tu'usan akama, if there's a mistake in the pricing, when these young children are doing transactions, what is the din?" And the Gemara says, "Amar b'yanai, amar b'zeira, ad shtus k'gadol, their transactions have the same dinim as a gadol, and if the price of the item is more than a 6, then it would be batul mekach, as Rashi brings down. However, if the price differential is up to a 6, as Rashi says, kona koina, then the buyer acquires the item, but he has to return the ayinah." And even though that we know that if it would be less than a shtus, then the general din is that if you have a standard transaction, then the mekach is kayim, and there is no need for either party to return any money. That is only by a gadol, because the mechila is a mechila, and therefore the stum is that less than a shtus, people are meichel. However, b'negei putais, since there's no mechila that shayach by a cotton, therefore even if the price differential is less than a 6, the mekach would be kayim, but they would have to actually give back any money that was the difference between the actual price that they paid and the standard price in the marketplace, even though that's less than a 6. And the Gemara continues, "Baya baya baya is the following shayla." And our Mishnah, we stated that pu'uta is mekel mekach u'memkar memko b'metaltlin. However, the Mishnah did not discuss if they're able to give a matana to someone, and l'chari it's pasha that they could definitely receive matanas. However, the Gemara's question is, can pu'uta is give away matana? And the Gemara brings machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda Omar. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imatanas matana," that the only takana was k'dei chayav, and therefore the only way that we allowed them to do something is if they're making a transaction, but if they're giving away an item and not actually getting money in return, therefore we do not allow that transaction, and the matana is not a matana. However, Ma'abar of Ashiyama, matanas matana, he holds that l'maisa, it must be that this person did something good for him and did him a favor, and that's why he's giving matana, as generally someone doesn't give someone a matana just for nothing and bechinam. And the Gemara continued that after they had machlekes between Rav Yema and Rav Ashi, so avchu v'shadru l'kamed Rav Mordechai, the Talmidim wanted to write the shayla to Rav Mordechai, and by mistake they switched the shitas of the two Amrayim, as Rav Yema, who said imatnas matana, they wrote to Rav Mordechai that he actually said matnas matana, and Mar Rav Ashi, who actually said matnas matana, they actually wrote and Mar Rav Ashi said imatnas matana. And the Gemara continues, Amaleis Rav Mordechai, who was the Talmud of Rav Ashi, said to them, Zilu Amrulu Bamar, go and tell Mar Rav Ashi, who is the son of my Rebbe, Lav Hochi Avoda, don't you remember the following story? As Ki Havakoy Mar, Chad Korya Arav, Chad Korya Adaga, when Rav Ashi was walking to the Beis Medrash, and he had one of his feet on the land, and one of his feet on the steps going into the Beis Medrash, Vamarulay Matanos Amai, and we asked him this exact Shaila as to what is the din, Bidigay Matana of Putais, Va'amulon, and Rav Ashi told us, Matanos Matana, that any Matana that's given by Putais is a valid Matana, Achas Matanos Shimra, Va'achas Matanos Bari, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Matanos Shimra or is a Matana of someone that's healthy, Achas Matana Ruba, Va'achas Matana Muletas, and once we said the Matana is valid, it doesn't make a difference if the Putais are giving away a large Matana or a small Matana, there was a little plug, and we said that even in a case where it's not Kedei Chayav, that the transaction of Putais are valid, and even if it would be a Matana Ba'almo, and of course, even though this is what Rav Mordechai sent back to them, however, of course, they actually got this wrong, as Mar Rav Ashi actually remembered what his father said, and definitely paskin like his father, and he said Matanos Matana, and L'chayr, it's still Tzarek Bia, why the Gemara said Mar Rav Ashi Amar, and didn't say Mar Rav Ashi Amar Rav Ashi, that he didn't say in the name of his father that Matanos Matana, since L'maisa Mar Rav Ashi heard this from his father. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Elu Dvarim Omru Pei Daka Sholim, the Mishnahis continue to discuss different takonos drabanan, and these things were said because of Daka Sholim, and in order that there should be less strife in Klal Yisrael. Possibly the smichas of this Mishnah to the Mishnah Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis is based on the fact that the Mishnah Nun Hei Amud Beis were discussing Sekrikin, which happened at the Churban Bayis Sheni, which of course led us to discuss the story of Kamtzah Bar Kamtzah and the major sinas chinam that was occurring prior to the Bayis Sheni, and this Mishnah is trying to be misakin the sinas chinam and the Chum meets certain takonos mipnei Daka Sholim, and the Mishnah begins with the first of the takonos mipnei Daka Sholim. Koyin Koyin Rishon, a Koyin reads the Torah first, Ba'achav Levi, and then Levi gets the next Aliyah, Ba'achav Yisrael, and afterwards Yisrael reads in the Torah. And of course, the reason why we say Koyin Koyin Rishon, etc., is because in those days the person that got the Aliyah would actually read from the Torah, and this was done mipnei Daka Sholim. And Rashi says Kehechle Leislin Tzuyei, because otherwise people would argue who gets the first Aliyah. To Kinnur Rabban Ha'Sidra, if Rabban made the Seder, Kivner Kamtra Rabbani, since it's based on Takan Rabbanan, Sulay Matzilin L'Shnuyei V'Lameima Nakrin Breisha. Therefore, it can't be a major fight that people will say I should be the one to lane first, as they'll be able to say that a Kohen has to lane first. And L'Chayyur, this Takan is a bit Tzarech Bia, because even though you're saying the Kehanim have to lane first, and it's because Shalay Lasalat Tzuyei, but the Maisa within the Kehanim themselves, or within the Levim or the Israelim, there could potentially still be machlekes as to who should get the first Aliyah. And the Mishnah continues with the second Takan, Ma'avim Bayis Yoshim Pei Takan Sholim. As we know, in order to create an Eiv Chatzeris, you have to put food by one of the houses within that chotzer, and if the minig was to leave that food by Ruvain, then we play Daka Shalim, we wouldn't change houses, and we wouldn't take the food away from Ruvain and put it in another house. And we continue on Daf Nun Tesav Beis, and the Mishnah discusses water rights, as the Mishnah states, Barshu Karav La'ama Mismali Rishon we play Daka Shalim, that if there's a stream that's flowing downhill, and really none of the people on that hill or on that mountain have more rights to that water than others, however, we play Daka Shalim, Rabbanan said that the person at the top of that hill can divert the water from these canals in order to direct it into his burris until his burris get full, and this way he'll have water even though at some point further down the mountain and down the slope there may be people that the water does not reach and they won't have enough water to irrigate their fields. We still give the water to the person at the top of the hill and not to the people further downhill. And Rashi says we play Daka Shalom Shalite Machlekes Beinim Ani Eskurishain Tahata Katra Banan Hachi Ba'afal Pishin Din, and even though it is not actually a din, however, since Rabbanan made this takana, therefore at least people know the rules of engagement, and therefore they take this takana into account when they're buying sadeis, and they take into account are they closer uphill or downhill, that will fend off any potential machlekes. And the Mishnah continues with the fourth takana, Mitzudas Chayes V'Eifes V'Dogim. If someone sets traps for Chayes Eifes V'Dogim, and he traps Chayes as well as birds or fish, Yesh Ben Mishun Gezel, even though L'maisa, this person doesn't really own the Chayes Eifes V'Dogim, and as Gemara will explain, that these traps weren't able to be considered his chatzar, and therefore he wasn't coined the Chayel Eifes and Dogim. Even so, if someone goes and takes them, it would be considered that they stole from him because of Dake Shalim. And Rabbeisi Omer Gezel Gomer, Rabbeisi says that it would be considered Gezel Gomer Midrabanan. And of course, we'll have to understand what is the difference between Rabbeisi who's saying it's Gezel Gomer if it's only Midrabanan, if L'Chayer, the Tanakama also says
says Yesh Ben Mishum Gezel Mepei Dakei Sholem, and Ayin Rashi that he says Begemar Mefarish Gezel Gom Medureim V'Taim Rabbi Yesi Bekulu, and the reason for Rabbi Yesi in this din as well as in the further dinim in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yesi holds also Mepei Dakei Sholem Sheini Zeicha Likta is Kinyan Gomer Kazeicha. The Rabbanu Masaka that even though someone doesn't have an actual Kinyan, still they said that it's as if he was Koyna these items. And for example, in our case, we consider that Reuven that set these traps was Koyna the highest Ta'ifis and the Dugim, even though he didn't really have a Kinyan Chatzah. The Mishnah continues with the fifth Takana, Mitzias Chereshayt V'Katan, Yesh Ben Mishum Gezel P'nei Da'akei Sholem, that if a Chereshayt V'Katan find a Mitziah, there's a din that they could keep it, and if someone takes it away from them, it would be considered Gezel because of Da'akei Sholem. Rabbi Yesi Omer, Gezel Gomer. Once again, Rabbi Yesi argues, he says, it's considered Gezel Gomer Medrabanan, and the third time that Rabbi Yesi argues, into the sixth Takana, Oni HaMenakeh Pureish HaZayis, if there's an Oni at the top of a tree and cutting off olives off of the olive tree, and now there are a bunch of olives on the ground, and Lamaisi wasn't cleaning them because it wasn't his sada. Mashatachlev Gezel Mepei Da'akei Sholem. So if someone comes and takes those olives, even though they're not mamish, the olives of the person that was cutting off the olives off the tree, it's still considered Gezel because of Da'akei Sholem. And once again, Rabbi Yesi argues a third time, and he says, Gezel Gomer, this would be considered Gezel Gomer Medrabanan. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Eim Machem Biyad Aniyah Yitzchavim Blechah Shechel Peim Pnei Da'akei Sholem, because of Da'akei Sholem, therefore you don't protest against Aniyah of Yitzchavim that are coming collecting Lechah Shechel Peim, even though really Lechah Shechel Peim is supposed to be left for Aniyah Yisrael. And the Gemara begins, Minani Mili, where do we have a smach for this Takana Drabanan in Pnei Da'akei Sholem that a Kohen Shalim first, and then a Levi, and then a Yisrael? So Amar Masna, Amar Masna says to Amakra, because the Pasuk says in Pasuk Vayelech, Vayichtav Moshe Zatayah Zeis, Vayitna El Kohen Bnei Levi, that Moshe wrote this Torah, and he gave it to the Kohanim who are the children of Levi. And the Gemara says, Otu Anah Lo Yadana, the Kohanim Bnei Levi Ninu, do we not know that the Kohanim are the children of Levi? And therefore, Amar Masna says, Did that smachta El Kohen Bureisha Behod Levi? And Rashi says, it's even Meduik in the Pasuk, as it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, and he gave it to the Kohanim Bnei Levi. And Rashi says, Vayitnu Shiyurku Ba Kohanim, they first gave it to the Kohanim to read, Behod Bnei Levi, and only after the Kohanim do the Levi get the chance to lay in the Torah. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Mehacha, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says that the smachta is from the Pasuk in Shoftim that says, Vinikshu HaKohen Bnei Levi, and the Pasuk continues and says, Ki Bam Bocha Hashem Lekech L'Shosoi, Ulevorech B'Shem Hashem, Val Piyim Yeh, Kol Riv V'Chol Nega. And this Pasuk, it mentions Ulevorech B'Shem Hashem when making a bracha in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha continues similar to what Ramasa said, Otu Anam Lo Yadina, the Kohanim Bnei Levi Ninu, do we not know that the Kohanim are children of Levi? And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha also brings the smachta similar to what Ramasa said when the Pasuk says, Vinikshu HaKohen Bnei Levi, that the Kohanim should come close, and it says, Levorech B'Shem Hashem, and initially the Kohanim come close, Levorech B'Shem Hashem, and only afterwards did the Levi have the right to go and be Mevorech B'Shem Hashem. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amram Mahachar, Rav Ashi says that we learn it from the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim that states, Bnei Amram, the children of Amram, Aaron and Moshe, by Yibodel Aaron Lakdishai Kodesh Kedoshim, and Aaron was separated in order to be Makdishim as Kodesh Kedoshim. And once again, in that Pasuk it says, Hu Avon of Ad Olam Lahakdil Lefnei Hashem L'Shosai Ulevorech B'Shmai Ad Olam. So once again, we see that the Kohanim was separated from Moshe, who was the Levi, and Aaron and all his children are Kodesh Kedoshim Levorech B'Shmai, and only after Aaron will Moshe be able to be Levorech B'Shmai. And the Gemara continues, Rechi Ba'aba Mahacha, Rechi Ba'aba says, it's from Pasukim Emma that says, V'kidashtai, and we learn out, L'chol Dov Shebekdusha, that the Kohanim have a right to any Dov Shebekdusha first, and Rashi says, V'kidashtai ki es V'goyma, and the Mepharshim explained that Rashi doesn't learn this from the word V'kidashtai, but he learns it from the end of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, V'kidashtai ki es lechem elokechahu makriv, Kodesh Yelach ki Kodesh ani Hashem Mekadeshchem. And Rashi understands, Kodesh Yelach, any Dov Shebekdusha should be yours first. And the Gemara continues, Tanaz Rei Rishmol, we learned in Yeshiva Rei Rishmol, V'kidashtai l'chol Dov Shebekdusha, L'fteich Rishon, as Rashi says, B'chol Dov Kavei, Ben B'Toyer, Ben B'Yeshiva, Hu Yidav B'Rosh, it doesn't make a difference if it's regarding an Aliyah, or if even to just speak in public, then the Kohen should be first. U'l'varech Rishon, and as Rashi says, that he will make the first bracha by the Suda, V'lito Mani Yafel Rishon, and as Rashi says, Bo Lachlikim Yisrael B'chol Dov, if he comes to split up with another Yisrael, any item, La'achashi Chalko B'Shova, if they decide that these two parts are equal in value, then we say to the Kohen, you now choose which one you want. And it's mashmah from Rashi that even if this is something which is not a Dov Shebekdusha and it's a business transaction, that you should still act this way to the Kohen. However, Ayin and Taisus at the top of the Amr, where he says, Kagoyim v'maisa oni yobitzdaka, and we'll oni oibichaveir and mesum besuda. However, Taisus specifically says, I will meet the Shutras Lai, as we learned to the Gemara Msachim, that noisin ina bechelik yofa in a reyes sim brach loilam, it's not proper for someone to try and grab the best chelik, and if you do so, you're not going to be and therefore it doesn't make sense that the Dov Shiroshos that the Kohen should actually go and try to get the best item. And it seems that Tosis is actually saying a little bit deeper, and he's saying that since since we're learning this from the word v'kidashtai, you can't say that that's a kedusha to go and try to take the best part, as l'chayr, that's a chesar in your midas, and l'chayr, that's the hepech of kedusha. And even though Rashi over here says l'varach rishon is besuda, and Rashi isn't clear which bracha, however Rashi Masechtas Hariyah says it's bezimun, and Rashi in the Darim states b'birchas hamitzu v'birchas hamazon, and in Mayi Katan it says b'birchas hamazon, and the Gemara continues omelay abayi l'rabbeisa, abayi says rabbeisa b'pnei daka sholem, that how can you say in our Mishnah that the reason for these takana that the kohen is mevarach rishon is based on a takana of daka sholem? The Raisa l'chayra based on the pesukim that we just brought, it seems that the Raisa omelay, so Rabbi Yosef responds inachinami, this din is the Raisa, however the reason for the Raisa is b'pnei daka sholem, and abayi responds back to Rabbi Yosef kol tera kula nami b'pnei daka sholem, that the entire Torah is based on daka sholem, d'chsiv, as the pasuk says d'rachera daka noyim v'chol nisiv v'sel sholem, and alam abayi, therefore abayi explains inachinami the din v'kidashtoi, and the kohen goes first, is a din deraisa, and when our Mishnah said that it's a din rabbanon and it's mepei daka shalim, our Mishnah is referring to the case of Mar, to the case of Rav Baruch Chmeini, who is my Rebbe, the Tanya, as we looked at the Baisa, Shnayim Mamtin and Zel Zebekaira. If there are two people that are eating together, then each one should wait for the other to start eating, as that's the proper midas. Shleisha im Mamtinin, however, if there are three people eating together, then it's not necessary for one to wait for the other. Habitzeh who pushes Yadu Tchila, another din is that the person that says Hamitzi, he's the one that's able to take the bread and dip it into the dips that are on the table first. And Rashi says, even if he's a cotton, Vim Bo Lachle Kavla Rabbi, Oy Lemisha Godo Menu, Rishus Biyodai. And the Brisa continues, Vim Bo Lachle Kavla Rabbi, Lemisha Godo Menu, Rishus Biyodai. If the person that makes Hamitzi wants to let his Rebbe or someone who's Godo Menu go and do this first, then he was allowed to do so. And there's no din, then he has to be the one who actually dips his bread first. And Bayin now tells us, Ba'omamar Allah, and Rabbi Nachmeni said regarding this Brisa, Loishonu, the only time that we said that a person could be Chayla Kavla Rabbi, El Besuda has only been a gay Suda, because there's not many people there. Avon Beis HaKnesses Loi, however, mitigated din that's relevant to Beis HaKnesses, that a Kohen should get the first Aliyah, and only after the Kohen would the Levi and then the Yisrael get Aliyahs, a Kohen cannot go and say that I want to give up my right to this Aliyah and give it to Yisrael, as if he will do so, that will cause major strife, and the Yisrael will fight regarding the Aliyahs. And therefore, Abai is explaining that even though in a Chanami there's a din deraisa that a Kohen has to have the first Aliyah, and then a Levi and then Yisrael, however, generally, mitigated any halacha that's relevant to COVID, we have a din that a person could be meichel on the COVID, and if a kohen wants to give his aliyah to wait to Yisrael, really midiraisa should be able to do so. However, Rabbi Ben Achmini teaches us that he can't do so in pnei daka sholem, and that's what a Mishnah meant when it said kohen kairisha v'achrav levi v'achrav Yisrael in pnei daka sholem, that the kohen cannot be meichel on his COVID, and he can't give his aliyah away to someone that is a less position than him, and he can't give his aliyah away to a levi or to Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Omer Masna Hada Amr Beis HaKnesses Loi, that this din we just said that a kohen can't be meichel on his COVID, this was only said on Shabbos Yonta, the Shlichi Rabbim, since there are many people in Shul, and therefore potentially could cause major strife. Al B'Sheni and Chamishi, but B'Degei Leining on Monday and Thursday, since many people did not come to Shul, Loi, the Nidin would not apply, and the claim could be Meichel is covered, and you could give the Aliyah to a Levi or to Yisrael. And in the second Taisin Amid, Taisin states, that it was only in those days the Bechol have a treaty with Lachlan, that people were very busy working, and they were in the Sadis from very early in the morning, and V'Loi Shlichi, and therefore they didn't necessarily come to Shul. But nowadays, people come to Shul on Monday and Thursday, just like on Yontiv, and therefore, there is no difference between Sheni and Chamishi and Yontiv and Shabbos, and in all cases, the claim cannot be Meichel. And the Gemara continues, Eini, how can you say that this is always the din? But Rav Huna, Kori Bekani, B'Shabbos of Yom Tevim, we know that Rav Huna got the Aliyah of Kohen on Shabbos and Yontiv, even though Rav Huna was a Yisrael, and there were other Kohanim in the Beis HaKnesses. And the Gemara answers, Shani Rav Huna was different, Afilu Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Kohanim, Chashiv, Derek Tzol, even Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were the most Chosh of a Kohanim and Erzol, make of Havakaifele, they were Machniyim themselves to Rav Huna. That's why specifically Rav Huna was able to take Aliyah in place of a Kohen. And Ayin Taisis, who actually wants to be Mechala between Monday and Thursday and Shabbos and Yontiv, and he says if it would be Monday and Thursday, then even if this Talmud Chacham was the greatest Talmud Chacham in the Shul or in this town, then he could get Aliyah in place of a Kohen. However, on Shabbos and Yontiv, the only way that Talmud Chacham could get Aliyah in place of a Kohen, only if he's on the level of Rav Huna, who every single Kohen in the world was make of Kaifele, and even the greatest Kehanim in Eretz Yisrael would be Machniyah to Rav Huna, and we will stop over here.